Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. I'm here to help you come home to yourself. Stay tuned for the next hour, and you'll get a deeper connection to your body and soul. So how do you feel about your body? Are you and your body on friendly terms? Well, you're in for a treat today, because you're going to connect with your dearest friend, the most trusted advisor that you could possibly have. You're going to connect with the home that makes it possible for you to be alive on this planet, and that is your beautiful body. You know, I've been fired up about this subject for some time, and it's been coming up more and more and more in my work because I'm finding more and more women reporting a feeling of disconnection from their bodies. There's also a lot of self-hatred, but before people can even be aware of the distrust and dislike that they have for their body, they have to get through that numb feeling of maybe not really feeling anything. And a lot of people aren't even aware that they have that numbness because they live so much in their head that they're running around in their head all the time. And in my work, I'll ask people to tune into their body, and some people are really surprised to find that they don't feel anything and they have a lot of resistance to feeling anything. And the first layer that they need to get through is that repression, that resistance. And once they do, we have a lot of fun. And even getting through that, you know, there might be a moment of, oh, you know, some discomfort, but it goes really quickly and it becomes so incredibly fabulous. It's more like that fear, you know, before you go on a carnival ride or something like that. And then when you're on it and you relax and you're into it, you're having a really good time. But you actually get to control the ride, sort of. So if this is you, you know, you might be someone who, you know, actually exercising, you know, so you feel like you're taking care of your body. You might, you know, dress it up, put on makeup, fix your hair and all of that, but you're not hearing the messages that your body is giving you all day long, every day. You know, you don't even know how much grief and anger that you're holding in your body. You don't know why you overeat or why you feel depressed or why you're chronically anxious or frustrated. You know, there's a loving connection that you long for. You know, like a dry plant yearns for the water that it needs to live. And you're going to make that connection with yourself in this hour. And if while you're listening to the show and we're going through steps to do this, if you feel like you're blocked in any way, please call 800-930-2819, and I'd be more than happy, that's happy and helping. I'll be very happy to help you. So it's 800-930-2819. I'd be very, very happy to help you. That'd be live on the air. Again, it's 800-930-2819. As we're going through this process, if you have any questions or feel some resistance that you can't get past, when you call, you can give your name and where you're from, or if you feel nervous to do that, you can remain anonymous, and that's perfectly fine too. I'll give the number one more time now, and then I'll hopefully remember to give it again a couple more times in the show. 800-930-2819. So many of us, you know, I feel like we're ready for something to change. You know, I hear people really wanting something to change in their life and yet being afraid of that change. And sometimes they'll do something like change their clothing or their house and, you know, change something on the outside of their life. And it'll make them feel better for a little bit, but not for very long. And what I'm here to tell you today is that you need to come home. And in today's show, you're going to learn how to come home to your body and come home to yourself. And once you do that from that grounded, sweet place, then the other changes you want to make will just be more and more enjoyment and add more and more enhancement to your life. But it won't be trying to fill up this void that can't ever be filled. So I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I left my body at a very young age as a result of some pretty severe physical and sexual abuse. And there was a particular trauma that I experienced that I remember being, I was either almost 4 or just turned 4 years old. And I remember when it happened, I left my body and was looking down from above in the room at my body, and my body had collapsed on the floor. And I didn't realize it at the time, but many, many years later, I was able to look back and see that from that moment, you know, I stopped being in my body. I stopped protecting myself and was really quite numb and disassociated. You know, I was a straight-A student, and I was, you know, a good girl and all that. But, well, I was a good girl, except when I wasn't. But I wasn't fully alive, not by a long shot. And there are certainly times now when I'm not fully in my aliveness, and it's a path I keep growing into, but I know how to be fully alive and to be in my body. And there's a process I went through in reclaiming that, and I'm going to be sharing that with you today and walking you through that. And again, as we're doing this, if you feel stuck in any way or have any questions or just want clarification, you'd call 800-930-2819, and you can either give your name and where you're from, or you can remain anonymous, and I'm very, very happy to help you. So once I'd left my body, you know, my body was regularly giving me messages, but I wasn't hearing them anymore. And that's a common occurrence. Pretty much everybody has some kind of trauma, whether small or large, but even without trauma, you know, we all get taught to not be connected to our body, and it, you know, in this culture, and probably many other cultures, but certainly in this culture, and it's a common thing, you know, to not listen to your body. So I was going along not listening to my body. Well, what ends up happening is your body will speak louder and louder to you. It could be a little headache escalating into a chronic problem with migraines. It could be small menstrual cramps escalating into major menstrual cramps, hemorrhaging, fibroids, tumors, cancer. It could be anything from chronic sore throat or sinus problems to, you know, broken bones, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. There are so many ways that our bodies communicate with us. And then even when you get these larger symptoms, people still tend to not listen to the symptoms. They still tend to want to drug the symptoms, anesthetize the symptoms. We get into different kinds of addictions, ways of escaping and not feeling what's there. And you're not wrong or bad for this. This is what we're taught. This is what we're trained to do. So we're going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to start getting into the steps of how you can get into your body either again or for the first time. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lynette McKenzie with Opening to Ecstasy, and we'll be right back.
I do know that I want you. Let's stay. Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get so frazzled you find it difficult to function. Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm chuckling at the station manager's music choice. So, yes, let's get into our bodies. This is Lynette McKenzie. Again, you're listening on Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And the show today is Come Home to Your Body, Come Home to Yourself. And I have found that all homesickness is really the homesickness for coming home to our body. And all sickness is really homesickness for coming home to our body. So that's what I'm talking about today. Let's look at what symptoms you're having in your body and how that relates to not being present in your body, not having processed your emotions. And as we go a little deeper into that, you might have some questions. And for those that do, where did I put the number? There it is, 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800 800- 930-2819 is the number to call if you need any help processing or have any questions as we go through this. So for me personally, you know, massive amounts of sexual shame resulted in tumors in my uterus, and I ended up having you know, massive amounts of bleeding and years of constant issues with my sexual organs. And then I had unprocessed fear and rage, and that caused chronic stomach upset, ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome. And then the unprocessed terror over speaking my truth and just being who I am led to chronic sore throat and neck injuries and chronic neck pain. And everybody has a different, you know, story in their life and a different experience in their body. But just think for a moment about, you know, what kind of symptoms you have in your body. And those parts of your body are talking to you. All of your body is talking to you. But those parts of your body are talking to you. You know, the universe loves you and is communicating to you through everything around you and everything inside of you all the time. And it's not happening to you. It's happening for you, for your benefit. So the symptoms that you're having are not a punishment. It's not something that's happening to you. They're messages that are coming for you, for your benefit. So let's listen. Let's listen to our bodies. So it took me, you know, many, many years to even have a clue about listening to my body. And I'm still working at it. Working at it isn't really the right word. Playing with it, going deeper and deeper into it. And I'm incredibly excellent at helping clients hear the message in their body and pinpointing exactly, you know, what's happening and what they need to get free. And I have to laugh at myself sometimes because it's so easy for me to go into the same patterns and habits of not listening to myself, even though I know better. So this isn't something to make yourself feel wrong or bad over. This is just something to open up to play with, and another way of deepening your love for yourself and deepening the joy that you can have on this experience of life. So many times people want to have, you know, an owner's manual or know what to do. And the truth is that your body is talking to you all the time. And it comes with an owner's manual. It's that feeling of intuition, those gut instincts, you know, all those messages. But those wonderful guiding messages get covered up when we're not listening to the other messages. You know, if you're shutting one thing out, you end up shutting everything out. When you numb one area, you end up numbing everything a bit. So you really can have incredible joy and peace and fun and dancing through your life, you know. But you have to face some of those things you don't want to face. That can be a little challenging. If you need a little help with that, I am here to help you. It's Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openingtoecstasy.com or openingtoecstasy.net. And the number again, let me see. I keep misplacing that. 800-930-2819. When I turn away, the screen goes blank. I just need to keep it up in front of me here. So as a massage therapist, I was a massage therapist for 16 years before becoming a body story expert and a metaphysical healer. And as I was working with clients, I kept looking for deeper and deeper ways to heal them. And just giving them an hour of stress relief and relaxation, you know, was wonderful, but it wasn't nearly enough. So I kept finding more and more therapies that gave them, you know, a longer lasting healing experience in their life. But I found with that their bodies began communicating with me. I'd be massaging someone's leg, maybe the calf. I remember massaging this one man's calf and seeing an image of a little boy looking out a window feeling really sad. And I asked him about that, told him the image that I saw. And he said that when he was 5 years old, his dad had gone to go get ice cream for his birthday cake and never came back. And somehow his body had locked in to this calf, this memory and this grief. And generally, rather than a memory, I would feel the grief, like I would massage someone's stomach and just feel huge grief, rage, sorrow. And oftentimes the clients weren't even consciously aware of this. But as I would say it and feel it, they began to get in touch with it and they could release it. And the story that was there could come out and be healed and be changed. And they didn't have to carry that around anymore. Because the truth is that whatever you don't fully feel and process and integrate, you end up carrying around with you. Every time you have an emotion, it releases different chemicals and hormones in your body, and all that has to go somewhere. And I've not heard anyone do any actual study or scientific proof, but I know it stays in your body, and anyone who's gone through this experience knows that as well. Sometimes even in just someone's finger, you know, there'll be, you know, memories of a certain trauma that happened, and we don't have to know what the story is or when it happened. Just feeling it, you can get the message and heal it and release it. So what I'm going to talk you through today is 5 steps for coming home to your body. Our bodies are always in the present moment, and our bodies always tell the truth. And the only power that you really have is in the present moment. You know, your body is energy. Your body is a temple. Your body is right here and right now. Our mind can be all over the place, but our body is right here, right now. So I want to get centered in my body. Just before the show today, I was driving and my car very unexpectedly just went kaput. The whole engine went out, and I was on the highway, and I was listening to the music pretty loudly, and I thought, what's that noise? And I turned the music down and could hear my engine making a noise. I thought, uh-oh, and then it started making the noise really loudly, and then boom, and the whole car stopped, and luckily I was able to coast to a gas station. But it put a little crimp in my day, and I notice I'm still feeling in my body. Like right now, I notice that in my chest that there is some fear, anxiety, and different pressures that came up with that experience, and I haven't really processed that and released it. So in this moment right now, I'm going to open up and feel that. See, what we do is we get really tense and we contract. And when you contract, everything gets, you know, not only tight, but crowded, and it doesn't leave space for the emotion, the experience to expand. And when you expand, then there's lots of space for the experience to just be digested, dissolved, and integrated. I heard a doctor speaking once about different, you know, everybody having, how would I explain this? Okay, we all have blood vessels, obviously, and almost everybody has clogs to one degree or another. And if you have 2 people that have the same amount of congestion in the same sized vein or artery and the same size particle trying to pass through, if one, you know, one person can be more tense and stressed, and their body will squeeze and contract around that object, and it can cause, you know, heart attack, stroke. The other person will have the same size of blockage and the same size of material trying to pass through the vessel, but they relax. And this is, it happens unconsciously. And the vessel will expand and the material can pass through. So it's the same thing in our energy body. When certain experiences come through, if we contract, then it can get clogged and stuck and cause a lot of pain and problems, and it's a blockage. Or you can relax, and you can expand, and you can create more space for your experience. So we're going to go to break, and as we go to break, just practice expanding, relaxing, opening up. In the next section, I'm going to take you through the 5 steps to come home to your body. You don't want to miss these steps. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and eyes, and ears, and mouth, and nose. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Do your
ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from CN Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking today about coming home to our bodies, coming home to ourselves. So I'm going to go right into the five steps to come home to your body. I've been hearing more and more women that are filling out my body story inventory saying that they feel numb, they feel disconnected, that when I ask them what they feel in their body around money or love or sexuality, and they don't feel anything. And we are sensing beings. We are sensing beings. So if you're not feeling something, there's a disconnection. So step one is choice. And I made these five steps. I'll start with a C just to make it easy. So there's five C's. The first is choice. That's pretty much the first step with any process you're going to do, because everything starts with a choice. We have so many distractions in our life all the time. And you have the choice. You have the choice of how you're going to spend your time, what you're going to do with your energy. This is your life. You can do with it what you choose. But it's important to be aware that you have a choice. Because so often we're just going around in our programming and not even being aware that we have a choice. So the first step is to be aware you have a choice and to make that choice. Where are you going to put your attention? What's important to you? So many people think, well, that's important. I'll do it later. That might be right for you. But honestly, if you're not in touch with your body, I don't know what would be more important. Because once you are in touch with your body and you have that connection, then you have that empowerment to take with you through everything else in your life. And if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? All we ever have is now. So I invite you right now, make a choice. Make the choice to come home to your body, even if you don't know what that means. Make a choice to be present right now for these steps. Imagine in your mind, there's a line in the sand, and you're stepping over it, and you're stepping into a new way of being. You're making this choice. Step two is commit. Don't let anything stop you. The reason you need to commit is, again, all these distractions. And not only that, but your unconscious mind controls like 90 or 95% of everything we do all the time. We're generally on automatic pilot. And our unconscious mind is going night and day. So even when you're sleeping, it's going. There's certain programming that you get that you'll have from a belief. And generally, there'll be false beliefs that we get in childhood. When you make a choice to have a transformation in your life, the transformation could be at odds with some false belief that you've been functioning from. Your subconscious is running from that false belief. So you need to make a commitment, because otherwise, the unconscious mind, that false belief, is going to put all these different fears in your head, all these excuses. So you need to commit to not listen to any excuse. So right now, make a commitment, no excuses. You're coming home to your body. Remember, all sickness is homesickness. Homesickness to come home to your body. So right now, you make the choice that you're doing this, and you commit. Commit to not listen to any excuses. You can just say, oh, thank you, I hear you, and just send it on its way. Excuses and thoughts are, you know, like masses of children walking by in a parade. They're not your children. They're just children walking by. You can love them. You can wave at them. You can say hi. But you don't have to take them all in and feed them. They're clouds passing through the sky. Let them go by. Be aware of them. Just let them go by. So after you've made the choice and made the commitment, then you connect. To start connecting, let's start with our breath. Your breath is always in the present moment with your body. Anytime you want to tune into your body, into the present moment, start with your breath. We breathe on autopilot, and we're not aware of how often we're holding our breath, breathing shallowly, sometimes not breathing at all. So just notice how you're breathing. Don't even change it. Just notice how you're breathing. Just see if you can expand the inhale, expand the exhale. If your inhale is difficult, then push out a little more air on the exhale, and that'll create more space for a bigger inhale. And let your shoulders relax. Notice when you inhale, the belly should be expanding. If you're using your diaphragm, the diaphragm pushes down and your belly expands. So see if you're breathing with your diaphragm, if your belly's expanding. Then notice. Notice how it feels to breathe. Forget about doing it quote-unquote right. I give you some guidelines that you can practice. But if it's challenging for you, let's set that aside right now. Breathe however it is that you breathe naturally. But feel it. Notice the breath as it comes in I'm breathing in through my nose, so I'm noticing my breath coming in through my sinus passageways into my lungs. And I'm noticing the air as it passes out of my lungs and out of my nose, out of my mouth. If you notice, you'll feel a sensation in your lungs with every breath. I call that aliveness. You can notice the aliveness inside of your body. Just noticing that is a really wonderful place to connect with your body. And now place your hand on your heart. And imagine your breath coming in and out of your heart. Expand your heart with every breath, breathing the love into your heart and breathing the love out of your heart. I can feel a smile coming to my face naturally when I do that. So I'm breathing love from all around me into my heart. When I'm breathing out, I'm imagining love coming to all the listeners from my heart. So you can play with that. And you connect by paying attention. So I was having you connect to your breath. That was paying attention to your breath. Connect to your heart. That was paying attention to your heart. If you want to connect to another part of your body, you pay attention to that. And you can imagine your breath coming in and out of your toe, in and out of your elbow, in and out of the top of your head, just using your imagination. And it's an easy way to tune in. And if there's a place in your body that feels uncomfortable or has any kind of strong sensation, use your attention to focus on that part of your body. You can even reach and touch it with your hand if that helps. And just listen. Listen to that part of your body. What does it say? For me, it's my heart. You know, when my car engine went kaput, and I was quite scared on the highway a bit there. I was like, oh dear, there was no place to pull over, and cars were zooming by, and it was kind of a bottleneck area. I was like, oh my goodness. And, you know, I managed through the situation, of course, but it still had an effect, and I noticed there's still some lingering feeling in my chest. And when I listened to that, I feel like, you know, my heart just wants a little attention, that's all. Just to acknowledge that and to kind of shake it off. When an animal goes through a trauma, like if an animal is almost eaten by a predator but manages to get away, if you've ever seen this happen, you'll see that an animal will shake all over. They'll just shake violently, vigorously, their whole body. And then they have shaken it off, and they go running off and living their life, and they don't have post-traumatic stress disorder over it. They can just go live a normal life again. We humans have experiences, and they tend to just get stuck and trapped in our body because we don't shake it off. We leave it in there. So we're going to be going to a commercial break in a minute. When we do that, I'm going to be shaking it off a lot more. But I want to just invite you right now to shake off whatever you need to. To listen to, you know, even right now, I'm shaking and right away it's kind of shedding off. And I right away, I feel happy. You know, I was feeling this kind of burning pressure and all that. All it takes is giving it some attention. You know, so I don't know how many of you have children, but for those of you that have children or have been around small children, so often people will be really busy and not pay attention to a child, and the child will start getting louder and louder or whining or acting up and misbehaving. And if you give the child attention earlier, it wouldn't have to misbehave. And then if you give the child attention directly and lovingly at any point in the process, it can really quickly and easily turn into a very fun interaction with the child rather than having the child whine at you. So yeah, my heart was kind of whining at me that I hadn't given it the attention that it needed to shake that experience off. So what part of your body is maybe whining at you or giving you an uncomfortable feeling or an intense feeling? Just listen. Or maybe a pleasant, wonderful, juicy, yummy feeling. You can listen to that too. So as we go to break, just continue listening to your body. And when we return, we're going to do steps 4 and 5 for coming home to your body. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're covering the 5 steps to come home to your body. All sickness is homesickness. You're homesick to come home into your body. So we covered the first three, and all 5 of them start with C to make it easier to remember. There's choice. Everything starts with a choice. So you make the choice of where you're going to put your attention. 2, you commit. Don't let any excuses stop you. 3, you connect. Connect with your body, connect with your heart. And a great way to do that is using breath, just paying attention. So step 4 is clear. And when I tune into people, pretty much everybody, I right away feel there's extra stuff that doesn't need to be there. So it's like coming into someone's home and there's this piles of clutter everywhere. Now, to varying degrees, some people just have little bits of clutter in the corner, and there are people that are have so much clutter that you can barely walk. You know, I've seen, I had an aunt that had just these little pathways that you could go, the pathway to one chair and then pathway to the kitchen and a pathway to the bathroom. So all that is extra energy. And I'm talking about in your body. It, you know, if you have that in your home, it certainly affects your body too. But in our bodies, we get extra energy. Now, I made a free gift for people. I had made this for a client, and she had such incredible result. Her arthritis actually cleared, and she got such great result that I decided to make it as a free gift for anyone and everyone who wants it. And my site is changing. It's going through a process. So right now, it's opening to ecstasy.net. So temporarily, it's opening to ecstasy.net instead of .com. So if you go to opening to ecstasy.net, you'll see that there is a free audio. It's called the Cosmic Trash Transformer. And it's only 15 minutes. It's very lovely. I set it to really beautiful music. And I talk you through releasing all that extra weight that you're carrying. So in 15 minutes, you can lose a lot of weight. And it gets transformed. You create the space inside of yourself. So if you want to do step 5, get that audio. It's opening to ecstasy.net. I've only sent it out to a few people before this point, and I've gotten just rave reviews. People saying, one woman said that she's listened to it at least 100 times, and she just got it 3 days ago. She played it over and over and over. A woman who's a massage therapist sent me an email and said that she's playing it in the first 15 minutes of every massage she does so that the clients get the benefit and that she gets that benefit. And woman after woman has just been telling me that they're feeling happier and lighter and excited about their lives, and the body aches and pains are going. So I'm actually getting an even better result than I had imagined. So it's opening to ecstasy.net, and I made it for you. I'd love you to go get it. You just go there, sign up, and it's an instant download. And it'd be best to listen to that on an iPod or some sort of MP3 device with headphones, but you can also just listen from your computer. So clearing your space. This also applies to your home. And clearing clutter is important, but I'm talking about energetically. So for anyone who's familiar with smudging, you'll know what I'm talking about. It'd be really great to get some kind of sage, and or you can use cedar, and you put it over a candle and let it light just a little bit. And you'd walk through your house and you claim the space of your house. You can do it just with your intention, but having an object that you use really helps. And I've had some clients take a broom and sweep through their house, you know, sweep energetically the energy out, sweep in the air, sweep the walls, you know, start on one end and make it all the way to the other, you know. I'm doing it like counterclockwise, sweeping everything out of your house. You gotta make space for what you want to have be there. And so often we just accumulate all these things. And, you know, we wash our face daily, most of us. We brush our teeth, hopefully a couple times a day. Most of us shower, brush our hair. There are certain self-care, you know, eating, drinking water, brushing teeth that we do every day. You also need to clear space, clear your energy every single day. It builds up, it clogs things. So that is a really important step. You make a choice, you commit, don't let any excuses stop you. Connect, make the connection, use your breath to connect with your body and your heart, feel what you feel, and clear the space. When we clear the space around us physically, it can help us on a symbolic level to clear also our bodies. The best way that I know to clear space in your body is on that audio. So go to opening to ecstasy.net. If you're listening to the replay within a week, it'll be on opening to ecstasy.com. But you just go on the home page, there'll be the Cosmic Trash Transformer. And I walk you through a really beautiful visualization. But right now, for those who are listening, I'd like you just to imagine that with every inhale, you're gathering up all the tension, any stored metabolic waste products, any debris, unforgiveness, any mental, spiritual, emotional clutter. Gather that up on the inhale and release it on the exhale. And you just keep doing that. And again, go to my site, openingtoecstasy.net, and then it'll change to .com and get your free audio. Step five, claim your body and your space. I wish I had more time to talk you through this, but what I want you to do is I want you to stand, if you can, and say, this is my body. You need to embody your transformation. You need to feel it to heal it. You need to feel what's in your body. And so often we've let ourselves get numbed out and other energies from other people and things from the past all cluttering inside of us. You've made the choice, the commitment, you've connected, you've cleared the space. Now claim it. This is my body. This is my body. You claim that. Say it out loud. Use your voice. Use movement. If you're going to, clear your house space, stomp your feet around your house. This is my house. This is my body. This is my space. And you don't have to be saying it to anybody else. You're saying it to yourself. Say it to your body. Say it to your own self. Well, right at the end here, I was wanting to talk to you about the use of ritual and get more into claiming your space. But I want to tell you, first of all, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show today. And I want to tell you that next week, Victoria Helm is going to be on, and it's her mission to encourage freedom in everyone to live their passions and natural gifts as a way of life. And she does this through numerology and astrology combined. And she's going to work with a listener, a member from the audience. So you can write to Lynette@openingtoecstasy.com if you would like to be the person who gets to have a free session on air with Victoria. She's very, very fast and lovely. She uses these numbers and your birthday to be able to tell you what energetically is happening for you right now. And can just really help you know what to focus. And I was talking about clearing. It can help you clear some of the extra stuff and help you get more clear on your purpose and what you're here for. So she's going to help you living a life of purpose and passion. You can write to Lynette@openingtoecstasy.com if you would like to be a volunteer for that process. All right, so next week she'll be teaching you how anything is possible, living a life of purpose and passion, and she'll be using numerology and astrology to help you understand your unique talents as well as your personal cycles. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Please listen to your body. Take little steps every day, all day long, to listen to your body, to tune in, to clear the clutter inside of yourself, to claim your body. Make a choice. Commit to that. And have a beautiful week. I'll meet you here again next week.
Listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707. 982-2707.